Good morning. This morning for our feature report on the weekday wake-up program for Wednesday, the 8th day of January, we have a visit with Tommy Sanford. Many of you are familiar with Tommy. He drives that big 15-passenger van shuttle that runs from Jackson through Star Valley and onto the Salt Lake City Airport and back. And many of you have had a chance to visit with Tommy during those four-hour drives. We had that opportunity yesterday to talk to him about some of the unique experiences he had. One of them is when the people from Star Valley helped him out on the South End. Let's go to that conversation now with Tommy Sanford. We asked him, first of all, where are you from?
Thermopolis and Buffalo, Wyoming. Half my family lived in Buffalo, Wyoming, the other half in Thermopolis.
And you did some schooling there at University of Wyoming as well.
Yes, I was there in the early 70s at the University of Wyoming, the Agriculture College.
Lots happened in your life, but how did it all lead to running the shuttle and getting to know all the people from Star Valley and Jackson as you go back and forth to the airport? How did this job come about?
Well, if you work in the service industry, you have to be based in Jackson. If you work in the energy field, you're based in Casper or Gillette. So I was too old to get into the energy field. That's a young man's game. So I had to figure out another occupation, and I ended up moving to Jackson and being part of the service industry. Transportation being a big part of it, because not only do my company do shuttles, but we do weddings and big corporate groups.
But the Star Valley folks get to know you from the shuttle. They hop on there at the Mavericks and on down to the airport. You've got to know a lot of people. Maybe share a lot of or some of the interesting stories, keeping people's privacy and name or keeping names out of it. But what kind of experiences have you had as you've gone back and forth? Get to know some interesting people.
Well, my main experience is most people in this today of the digital age don't realize that most people are preoccupied, but when my shuttle is on average about 4.5 hours long, so during that period I get a chance to create a rapport between my passengers and myself, whereas even if I visited their house, I wouldn't have the same attention span, because a lot of our route doesn't have internet, so I end up being able to talk to these people, and consequently you could make an appointment to go talk to them and you wouldn't probably have the same attention span, because we don't have a lot of digital apparatus going on. In other words, the white noise is at a minimum.
So you get to hear some interesting stories, get to meet some interesting people. Share a couple stories with us as we head down to the airport here.
Well, I've had some experts on board, and one that a lot of people could relate to. I've had U.S. Fish and Game Life biologists. I've had the Wyoming bird biologist. I had another biologist that started out as a biologist at the Teton Science School and then later became a game warden. And they told me interesting stories about Wyoming's wildlife, which I'm always interested in, but they told me behind the scenes on how these animals react to migration, how these animals react to human intervention, like people building houses too close to their habitat. And it's a whole different point of view. It's more like from a tradesman point of view.
So some interesting folks along the way, and any interesting experiences as you drive a variety of road conditions?
Yeah. Well, one Christmas Eve, I broke down on the top of Salt River Pass with 11 people. And thank God there were some people that stopped by with Suburbans, and they hauled my passengers to Afton while we waited for a rescue bus to come get us. It was 12 below zero. We broke a water line, so I literally couldn't move my bus. I managed to cripple it to the top of the parking lot there at Salt River Pass. And there we sat, but through the good-heartedness of the people traveling up and down the highway in Wyoming, we had 6 people stop and help and ask us if they could provide assistance. Only in Wyoming is that possible.
That's right. Only in Wyoming. Tommy Sanford, he drives the Salt Lake City airport shuttle bus. Maybe you've had a chance to get to know him, or you will get to know him in the future during those four-hour drives to and from the Salt Lake City Airport. Reporting for SVI, Dan Dockstetter.